Hi, welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors, whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing, or sales. We hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. We are continuing our series of looking at identifying the perfect PMS. Again, we're joined by our guest, Christoph Hutter. Welcome, Christoph.
Thank you very much for having me again, Trevor.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us. So let's talk about the second topic, which is those considerations. What are the elements that we need to have in our mind? What is the most specification we need to start to build that our property needs? As we touched on in the first episode, and I think you rightly mentioned this, Christoph, that there is no one size fits all. Is there an order? I mean, we'll go through a number of points, and we've obviously touched on these in preparing for this podcast. But is there one thing above anything else that you need to have in the front of your mind when you're considering, this is what I must get out of my PMS?
So definitely, we need to have a system. If we're switching to a new PMS, we need to have a better system.
Absolutely.
That's a great answer, of course. So what, what does that mean? To me, I see, as I explained last time as well, I see revenue management at the core of the entire hotel operation. And very much tied into that for me is efficiency.
Okay.
But it means, how fast am I able to get something done? How efficiently am I able to get it done? The faster I am getting some mundane task done, the more time I have to spend with my customer, with my guest. And that's what in the end it's all about. And the better service I will be able to provide, the higher my review score, and ultimately the higher my revenue. So while efficiency seems to be only a small part of all that, in the end of the day, it's what it all comes to, because we need to make sure that we run an efficient operation. And it's not really about cutting costs or anything like that. It is really about getting more things done so that I am more competitive.
Right.
That's also the philosophy of revenue management, where I try to grow my revenue, my top line revenue, in order to ultimately achieve a better bottom line result.
Okay. Efficiency doesn't sound like a very sexy topic to be discussing. So could we dig a little bit into that element of efficiency and where you see some gains could be made in the hotel operation if they were to explore and invest in a more modern PMS? Where would be a most obvious starting point?
I would start in literally the very beginning. So that is where I have seen issues around PMS implementation, PMS migration start at the very beginning. The new system is installed and configured, and the people now are supposed to start working with it, but they don't receive sufficient training.
Okay.
And maybe the reservations agents and maybe the front desk agents receive training, and then that's that. But do the housekeeping staff receive training or maintenance? And is that sufficient? And even the training provided to reservations and front office, is that sufficient? And, you know, I have come across so many organizations where they had a really, really fantastic PMS in place, but they were just never trained to use it, so they didn't use it correctly. So for those organizations, instead of having a new system, the solution is simply train your people. Get a trainer from the vendor to come on site and train them for a couple of weeks. And you will be able to get a complete new level out of performance out of your existing system without having to go through the heavy investment of migrating to something completely different.
And so I think there's two elements listening to what you said there that comes out of it that I would need to be considering. One is, okay, what is the training that is provided by the ultimate provider that I choose? And I would assume every provider will give some sort of training. It is how much training, how broad can that training be? That's one element. I think the second element, which is just as critical, is have I, as the owner or the manager of the property, recognize the need that it isn't just my front office or reservations people that need training on the system, but that it is all the other elements that the PMS can help to support where they also need, because there must be a tendency to either A, not recognize that those people need training, or just get, and not in a negative way, but just think, oh, okay, this is a property management system. It's kind of helping my front office team to do the check-in, check-out, and the billing bit. It helps us with our reservations and our inventory and our guest profiles. So that's the reservations team. It would seem natural to focus just on those two areas as that being the required training, and forget that there are other elements where the PMS is interacting with the operations and that those people also need training. Is that a fair comment?
Absolutely. I have seen that, as I said, I have seen that so many times that the focus is really put to reservations and front office. And typically, even there, the training is not sufficient. The initial training is not sufficient. And other departments are, if they're even included in training, they receive an hour or two of training for the new system and then are supposed to work with that system without even understanding what it is capable to do. And housekeeping is really a very, very good example here, because many systems have a quite a sophisticated housekeeping module where, you know, rooms can be assigned to cleaners automatically depending on certain criteria so that everybody has a similar workload. And same floors are taken into consideration, and room size and all these things. But if the executive housekeeper doesn't know how to use that, well, they're not going to do it. And they're just going to keep doing what they have always been doing, which is sit down in the morning and make their list on paper, hand it out to everyone, while the system, at the click of a button, could already do it all for them. And instead of spending 10 minutes or 30 minutes or however long it takes them, they could just click a button and it would be done.
Straight back to your efficiency.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about training, and this is something that you know, there is a lot of potential there for hotels to improve just by investing a little bit more into training.
Okay, and we'll touch on that. I mean, one of the episodes that we're going to be doing in the future is the selecting a PMS provider. So I'm sure as part of the support being a core factor, you know, that initial upfront implementation training and what are the things you need to consider there, but then also once you've had that initial and you're then left and said, right, okay, now run and crack on, it's what is there after that once you've identified that you're maybe not getting the true value. But we'll go into that in more detail when we get to that episode. So we've seen there an immediate potential efficiency that could be gained in and around the housekeeping element. And I guess the same, you could say that would then also be reflected in the maintenance department. If you have a maintenance department, the same principles there as well.
Absolutely. You know, many systems are very performant and allow us to track issues. And, you know, if there is always the same maintenance issue, if that specific power outlet always causes trouble, if we're able to track that, we may be able to see that there's something, that there's a bigger issue, that something with the wiring is not working as it should. And we can maybe address that. And if we have a great team, then yes, they will be able to remember that and know that. But then we have a high level of fluctuation. And then the new people come on board, which maybe don't know these things. So what are they supposed to base their work on if they don't have the necessary information? And the PMS is a way to track that information, to keep it in one central location, and not to have it written on a million post-its or spreadsheets or this or that, but to have everything in one place so that whatever happens with the organization and as the organization evolves over time, the information remains statically where it should be.
That's a very good point, because we know that hospitality itself has it's one of the highest rates of turnover in staff, either because the groups provide opportunities for people to move on to new properties, or they leave the group, or they just change the industry. So having a central location where this information is retained, so that as a new staff member comes on board, they can pick that up and run with it, and you haven't lost all that knowledge that exists with a long tenured employee who's been with you and just knows how things work. But the moment they walk out, all of that knowledge walks out the door at the same time.
Exactly. And that is bringing me to my second point in regards to training, and it's retraining, meaning when I have this new staff then on board, well, how much time does it take me to train them? How intuitive is the system? I've seen systems that are so complicated to use. You need a PhD to understand how to do a check-in. this is 2019, folks. We have the era of iPhone and Android, where everything is super simple and we tap a button and things are working. And the PMS is the same, and it needs to be the same. If things are too complicated to understand them intuitively, then it's probably time to consider to move somewhere else.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. Some of the other things that you touched on in our previous podcast, when you mentioned about efficiency, was around just simple things like entering a reservation, checking in, checking out. I mean, they must be core areas where efficiencies could be gained. And then also you touched on sort of error rates of the information and reporting. I probably just said a few bits there, but you know, there must be some key gains. There must be some aspects that we really need to carefully consider when we're going out and evaluating around those aspects.
Definitely. We when looking at the reservation, for example, what many hotels do is they receive a phone call, they offer the standard rate for the standard room, they take the booking, enter the credit card, and send off the confirmation. Mm-hmm. In my vision, that's not how it should be. We should actually sell the best offer to the client, to the guest, so they can have the best experience and we have the best revenue result. So this needs to be a conversation, and this is where we as hotels and hoteliers can differentiate from the OTAs and travel agents, because we are on site, we know the property, we are the hotel, and a guest comes to stay with us. So it should be the hotel to own that that experience, and the reservation is where it all starts in that process. Absolutely. So the system should allow the reservation agent to smoothly be guided through that conversation process, which means that they should be able to pull up rates very, very efficiently, very easily. It should be very obvious to the agent what are the offers that are available. Mm-hmm. And of course, it needs to be revenue management to steer that, so that only those offers which should be sold at a certain point in time should be available, and not 500 different offers where nobody understands anymore what they're supposed to be. and so this needs to be very streamlined and easy to understand. And I have seen a lot of systems that are just not as streamlined as that process needs to be. So we can gain a lot of momentum there, or we can lose it. And we always need to remember our competition is not sleeping. They're doing exactly the same thing. So they're also going to evaluate these processes. And whoever generates the best outcome is going to win in that aspect. So the reservation process is absolutely critical. And that also includes upselling and all these things, that fancy buzzwords that we see popping up in the news. We really need to take a close look at that. How is that in my property? Am I able to get the most out of it?
And so looking at the PMS and whether it is built in a way, configured in a way that enables that to, A, enables that to happen, B, enables it to operate effectively, but also C, you don't need a PhD to be able to get it to do what you want it to do. It's that ease of use again. And I guess you very much focused on the reservations there, but you also touched on the upselling. You touched on the conversation with reservations and the guest, and being able to provide them with the appropriate offer. So there also has to be that aspect for the revenue manager to be able to create the right rate plans, the pricing, inventory control. Those mechanisms need to be very straightforward and simple, back to that efficiency piece again. Is that right?
That is absolutely right. There are certain systems which unfortunately date already, and they're very, very much in use, but they date back such a long time that when the systems were launched, revenue management didn't even exist yet, mm-hmm. or at least not in today's form. And rates and offers sold were very simple, very basic. But we have come a long way from then, and things have evolved and keep evolving. So the system needs to be able to handle very, very complex rate structures, allow a vast and broad range of different offers. The revenue manager needs to be able to build those offers efficiently and quickly. Mm-hmm. It's not possible that when loading a rate code, that takes an hour. Nobody has that kind of time.
Yeah,
and if these things become too slow and too complex, too complicated to put in place, then they're not happening. And what that means is we won't have the offer, but our competition will. And so the guest is going to go and book over there.
Yeah.
So that is something where I have seen that again and again, hotels can lose hundreds of thousands of dollars or euro or pound, because they're just not having the right structure in place and cannot even potentially manage such a complex structure. The PMS really needs to be the system where the revenue manager can switch on these offers and switch them off and keep track of all that in a way that even if they go on vacation or are sick or move on to their next challenge and somebody comes in and takes over, that person needs to be able to understand what is happening, what is loaded, take over without having to scrap it all, start from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That makes good sense. We've focused a lot on the kind of the reservation. We've just touched on the revenue management piece, but we've also got a got to get ourselves out there. Distribution is obviously a key element as well. How does a modern PMS help? Could help us improve our distribution success?
So by having a PMS that is at the core of the entire hotel tech stack, mm-hmm. linked to all the different distribution channels, mm-hmm. Be that the CRS and GDS and OTAs via general manager and all these different components, mm-hmm. By having one system that controls all these other components, centrally, I, as a revenue manager, don't have to go in all the different other systems to update whatever kind of offer I want to put out. That not only makes it much faster for me, mm-hmm. but it also guarantees rate parity, mm-hmm. which is essential in today's world of distribution.
Yeah,
because if we are not observing rate parity, what happens in the end is that the OTAs are going to overtake a lot of the business that we could have otherwise gotten directly. And so having a sophisticated and performant PMS that allows me to steer all that and to manage all that will guarantee that I can distribute across all channels appropriately.
Otherwise, it'd be a huge impact on your revenue performance, couldn't there?
Definitely. A hotel that is out of rate parity is going to lose, because customers will start to shop around. They'll lose trust in the brand. They will start booking with OTAs, and that's what happens. When the OTAs came around, rates were better, because hoteliers in 2001, they realized, well, you know, business is down. The OTAs are going to send it our way, so let's give them good rates. And mm-hmm. it used to be much more expensive in many cases to book directly at the hotel compared to booking on OTAs. And that mindset, that survived today. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a friend who is not within our industry, and she asked, is it cheaper to book on an OTA? And, you know, that's the public perception. And we really need to work hard as an industry to get away from that. And fortunately, the big brands have done a great job over the past few years to launch very, very expensive marketing campaigns to convince the general public that booking direct makes a lot of sense. So now the independent hotels can jump on board and benefit from that awareness.
Perception is starting to change a little, yeah.
Exactly. It all comes down to the setup. And if I have a system at my core that allows me to have a strategy in place that I need to have in place in order to dominate the market.
I'm with you. And I guess in terms of, if we then think, we've thought a lot about the PMS so that it is to the advantage of the hotel. And I have often laughed a little bit as hotels evolved and started to dispose of their properties, and they seem to then become about brand and franchise, and along the way seem to forget a bit about the guest, and now it's coming back to being the guest being very important, personalization, customer satisfaction, loyalty, reviews, all of these factors are now putting the guest back at the heart of the operation, which is obviously where it should be. So the PMS and how it can support, underpin, and enhance that customer satisfaction. What areas can a good PMS help in that sense?
So when I think, and it gets back to the reservation entry in the end of the day, mm-hmm. when the reservation entry allows me to easily capture the entire guest intent, mm-hmm. meaning do they need an extra bed, for example, or a baby cot? Mm-hmm. Do they have any special requirements? they need a room with certain accessibility features. They want to be close to the lift. They want to be far from the lift. Mm-hmm. If the PMS allows me to record all these requests and also keep track of them over time, so when they come back, they don't have to every time say, please do not put me next to the lift. Please do not put me next to the lift. Please do not put me on the next to the lift. We know how that goes. So we need to be able to keep track of all that. And the PMS is where all this this information will be stored. And if I'm able to record this information, keep track of it, and easily see it when the guest comes back, when they call again for another reservation, or even if the booking comes in through a third party, mm-hmm. if I'm able to find back that original guest profile and assign that to this reservation, having all the historic information, I will be able to provide a much better guest experience, and the guest is going to leave far more satisfied than if they have to repeat over and over again what they're actually looking for.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's the frustration where you feel you're asked lots of questions, or you provide information, and the information you provide, nothing seems to happen with it. You know, there is still, we hear so much about personalization, but there seems this desire for it, unless it's complicated, it doesn't seem to be important. Whereas it's often, as a guest, it's just the simplest things. When you've told someone something, for them to remember it, action it, so I don't have to chase or remind them about it. To me, that's just a normal expectation that I have now when I stay in a hotel.
I agree. I have the same expectation. And when I go to a hotel, I appreciate if they do keep track of these requests. Mm-hmm. And I know that the guests do too. And, you know, we just, if we look a little bit outside of our industry, look at how online shopping works. You know, you go to your big online retailer and you buy whatever you want. All your information is stored. Your credit card is stored. Everything is already ready to go. All you need to do is you click a button and it's in the mail.
Super easy.
This is where we really, really, really need to catch up with the rest of the world as an industry, mm-hmm. Because we're nowhere there. There are some more sophisticated booking engine solutions out there which will allow for that. But in many of the cases, every time the guest comes, they have to enter their entire information. And we're asking them a lot of information that is not even necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that's where we also can learn from OTAs that have streamlined that entire booking process, mm-hmm. and reduced all these obsolete and redundant data entries. And by mimicking that, also in regards to what is the data that we track in the PMS. And again, that will then depend on each individual hotel and how the hotel decides to work. Do we want to track the guest's birthday? If so, what is it that we will then do with that information?
Yeah.
If we just have that information to have it in the system, well, what's the point? But if we send out a birthday message, well, then maybe there is a point to that.
Yeah. Knowledge is only of value if you do something with it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just using up gigabyte storage somewhere.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sure. I guess at the end of the day, a fairly two dry topics, because it's always great when we talk about the guest and we talk about revenue and we talk about efficiencies and we talk about profitability and we look at being more competitive. That kind of seems to have a purpose. But we also need to report. So, I mean, I guess every PMS reports in pretty much the same way. There's no major differences, whether it's an older PMS system or a new PMS system. They just churn out the reports that you want. Is that right? Or have I completely misunderstood that too?
So I would not quite say it that way.
Maybe that was a leading question.
So yeah, definitely. There are vast, vast differences in the reporting quality, of course, between the different systems. And it all comes back to, you know, many of these systems, legacy systems, they're old and dated. And when they were developed originally 20 years ago or so, the world was different. We just didn't have these requirements in reporting and in data. But today we need far more sophisticated data, far more sophisticated reporting. We potentially need to be able to build our own custom reporting for the needs of this specific property, because the hotel across the street or on the other side of the world may have completely different requirements.
Yeah.
And that is on the business side, where in the end of the day will also come down to the people involved. Mm-hmm. I will have different reporting needs than another revenue manager.
Sure.
And the GM will have different reporting needs from the director of sales. So it will all come down to the individual players. But there is also something that's a little bit more dry, as you suggested. And those are things like legal requirements to the reporting. I remember when I worked in Belgium, it was legally necessary to report certain statistics to the government on the nationality of the guests.
Okay.
And in the old days, you know, you would sit down with the registration card and fill in a form, and for every person from this or that country, count it all up and send that report over to the government. Today, we record all this information in the PMS. Mm-hmm. Now, it would be a huge shame if the system didn't have a report that comes out of the system, out of the box, that it can just submit to the government.
Absolutely.
And there are, obviously there are systems out there which do fulfill these legal requirements, and that potentially even upload the data already to the government server automatically without any further intervention. But at least what the system should do is print the list of nationalities so I can manually send it in.
Yeah.
But if my system doesn't even have that minimum kind of reporting, well, then we definitely will want to consider looking somewhere else.
So although it will seem obvious to the operation when they're doing it day to day, I think you touch on a very, very valid point there, that it's an absolutely imperative consideration that as the general manager of the property or the owner of the property, when you are evaluating or setting out this sort of framework of what you need, that you very seriously look at what are the reports that you have to provide to the government or other bodies. What are the reporting requirements that you have to fulfill, and look to see that the PMS that you are evaluating has the ability to produce those reports. Either A, it can at least give you the information if you have to do some manual manipulation, or B, ideally, they already recognize that this is a requirement in certain countries or certain regions, and so have that built in or configurable within their system so it can generate an automatic report. The ideal scenario would be, as you outlined, where it could also send that information off, integrate with the relevant area, and it becomes fully automated. But even if you have to press a button or send a few reports off, manually, at least if that data can be generated, whether it be, as you say, nationality, whether it be certain configurations around billing requirements, how invoice numbers are maybe structured, or what information is included on the invoice or not. All of those factors are really important when you're going out to the market to evaluate providers to see can they actually cater for that, because that drives right back to the beginning where you spoke about the efficiency piece again.
Definitely. And it goes even beyond that, where you know, especially in the last few years, we have seen in some countries a lot of legal changes into billing requirements, for example. Mm-hmm. As you said, you know, how does the invoice number need to be structured? Mm-hmm. Or countries that now have a requirement to print a QR code on the bill and things that.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, there are major vendors today that are not able to do that. And what does that mean for the hotel? You know, they have their system, they paid a lot of money for the system, and now they're not able to print a legally valid invoice. Do they open themselves up for issues in that regards? You know, if the government comes around, audits that, does it mean fines will be put out? So, you know, those are things. And since the law obviously is evolving, we need to also consider, well, how quick is the vendor to respond to these kind of changes in the legal landscape?
Yeah, no, it's a very valid point. And again, I mean, there may be certain instances where commercially for the PMS provider, it is just not viable or worth it, if we're being frank, to develop a very niche functionality. So it may be you're going out there and there isn't a single provider that enables you to produce the report you would like to be able to produce. But going out there, at least being aware that would be something that would be great if they had it, or at least understanding that's what you need to report on, and a PMS system could possibly provide that solution, is at least a valid consideration that you should have in mind when you're building your framework.
For sure, yeah. So it really is, it comes down to, as you suggested before, being aware what the real needs are. So as a GM and as a hotel key staff and executive team, we really need to sit down, look at all our processes, evaluate them very, very carefully, and come up with the requirements that we have to the system, be it operationally, be it legally, mm-hmm. or be it in regards to revenue management.
And I guess GDPR comes into that as well, and how people's data is being used. If we're capturing more and more data, you know, people have that obligation as to whether they can be communicated with or not communicated with. So again, having a simple way that we can tie those pieces together is also, whether the PMS can do that or not, that would be a question to evaluate. But that's a core consideration that needs to, you know, that is certainly very valid in certain countries. And I read recently it's coming to, I think it's California, or there's areas within the US that they're adopting a similar sort of process about people being able to opt in or opt out of communication.
Yeah, I think the US is maybe a little bit, let's say, in the early stages of development in regards to privacy legislation. We had in Canada certain waves of legislation where hoteliers had to start paying attention to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And of course, with GDPR in Europe, that have massive implications for how we collect data, what we do with it. You know, the recent breaches that we have all been made aware of through the media of large hotel chains, as well as many, many other businesses where they were hacked and had to deal with massive data breaches where customer data of hundreds of millions of people is being compromised. Those are things that we also need to think about.
Absolutely. And I know that there are some, I know that there are some changes that are on the way, and I'm trying to remember. There's a new billing process that I think is coming. I don't think it's just the UK. I think it's coming into Europe. Just in terms of the what is required when someone's buying, like a double authentication requirement. So again, I don't know where that would sit around, whether it's the PMS, whether it's the CRS, whether it's a third party that's handling the actual transaction. But again, all of these, it's very easy when you think about, I just need to be able to handle my reservations, check in, check out a little bit better. But as we dig into this, you can suddenly see how much more elements there are that really you should be considering before going out, and at least having that information to hand and knowing whether it is valid or not, to at least be able to ask that question.
Yeah, definitely.
PSD2. PSD2. That's it. So I know there was a recent article that I think we carried on the Revenue Hub that was actually about the impact of PSD2 on your hotel and direct sales. That was originally Mirai, MIRAI. There are guys that do a lot of they've written a really good article that we carried about that was sort of a follow-on from the GDPR. So again, these continual evolution around the data piece, around privacy, trying to avoid data hacks, that again, if we're, you know, our providers should be up to speed with this. So we should be able to ask the question and then just say, yep, you know, we've got it covered X, Y, and Z. But I think the obligation is on us as we're going out to try and find these solutions to make ourselves as knowledgeable as we possibly can about what are the things we need it to be able to do. So we're not reliant just on our suppliers to have thought that through for us on our behalf. It's, you know, ultimately we're going to make the investment and implement it in our hotel. So once they've done their job and we've made the selection, the onus of whether it does what we need it to do or not will always come back to us as the GM or the senior executive.
Yeah, and one thing that we of course need to keep in mind is that any vendor is going to present their solution as the best possible solution and does not necessarily have the requirements of the property in mind or understands those requirements. Mm-hmm. And therefore it is so extremely important that we as a hotel sit down and really, really think this through. And it is a very, very complex process that is very, very lengthy and time consuming. So hotels, you know, that would approach me and say, I want to switch PMS in 3 weeks. Can you help? That's that's not a question I like to hear.
It's kind of the yes, but answer, isn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I always say for a PMS migration, you know, if you take a year for the entire process, you can take out the entire stress, mm-hmm. because you have the time to really think it through, to consider all the different things you need to consider, to prepare really, really well. And then you will be really ready when it comes time to migrate, and everyone else will be ready. And the transition is going to be smoothly, when things are maybe then a little bit more on the hasty side, then you need to start taking shortcuts. And shortcuts in the long run are extremely expensive. Absolutely. Because they take away a lot of the benefits that one could have from a new system, and the revenue potential. And you know, I've seen systems configured, the same system configured in different hotels. And one would think that if I have a PMS from the same vendor in two properties, it's exactly the same, but it's absolutely not. It's two completely different environments. So they're customized to the needs of that environment. But if the vendor doesn't understand the needs of the hotel and of this specific hotel, then they're going to configure it in their default standard way. And a lot of the benefits from the system will be unfortunately lost.
No, that makes perfect sense. And I think we're gonna touch in our next episode onto what features should we be considering. So it'll touch across some of these considerations. And then in the future, we're going to be looking also at selecting a PMS provider. So we'll go into more detail around those elements. I think we've pretty much covered a lot of ground. Thanks again for your time. Are there any sort of final considerations, final points that you want to throw in there before you wrap up, or have we pretty much done this one comprehensively?
So I think the most important thing to say right now is to listen in to the next episode, where we're going to continue this very, very important and interesting conversation and touch base on things like features. And thank you very much for listening today.
Perfect. Thanks for that, Christoph. Look forward to catching up with you soon to get into the actual the meat of the PMS system and what features we should be looking for. Look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Trevor.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.